Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. As-salatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. As-salatu ve selamu aleyke ya Nabiyallah. Ve ala alika ve ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, welcome back to our program, Good Habits and Bad Habits. Alhamdulillah, in this program, we're in a routine where we're discussing which good habits should exist amongst us and which bad habits we should stay away from, inshallah. And today's topic is such a topic that the consequences of this particular thing that I would like to be speaking about today can be very severe. It's such a topic where the blood starts to boil. It's such a topic that if a person enters this mode, he goes into the danger zone. It's such a topic that I would like to speak about today that if a person does go into this mode, then he could have a lot of loss in this world and a lot of loss in the hereafter. But if a person controls this particular thing, then inshallah, there's many blessings for him, not only in this world, but in the hereafter, inshallah. What is this topic? We'll give you a few minutes, inshallah, Azawajal. Maybe you want to have a guess. What am I speaking about? What's such a thing that makes the blood boil? Inshallah, we'll get to that. But as per usual, inshallah, as per the process and the way that Madini Channel runs, mashallah, before each program of Madini Channel, mashallah, the Muballigheen of Dawat-e-Islami mentioned a blessing of reciting Durood-e-Pak. And Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, by the grace of Allah, today I would like to mention to you, in front of you, such a beautiful incident about the blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak. And seriously, if anybody at this moment in time is going through a difficulty, going through a problem, then please stay with us, inshallah, Azawajal, as what I am going to mention, it is the cure to your problems. It's the solution to your problems, inshallah. What is this blessing, inshallah? It's mentioned that there were two friends. Now, one friend, he was a poor friend and he wanted to set up something. And he took a loan of 3,000 dinars from his friend. So his friend gave him 3,000 dinars. Now what happened is they came to an agreement that after 1 month, you're going to have to give this money to me. So they both agreed. So the friend took the money. Now what happened is when the deadline approached after 1 month, the friend goes, can I have my money back? The other person said, listen, unfortunately, I haven't got to that level yet. I'm not able to pay your debt back. So what happened was, both of these individuals, they reached the judge. Now, the person who gave the money, he said, listen, Uzur, this person, my friend, he has taken the money. First, we had this agreement that you're going to give me this money back after 1 month. Now, 1 month has passed, but he still hasn't paid the money back. The judge said to the other person who initially borrowed the money, that, listen, you've got 30 days now. In 30 days, if you do not pay his debt back, then you will be arrested and you will be punished. So this person, he went back home. He's thinking to himself that 30 days I have got, how am I going to pay such a huge amount back? No doubt, I agreed that I'm going to pay this back after 1 month, but I couldn't get to that level that I could pay this back. Now I can't see a miracle happening that I could pay this dinars back. So what happened was, he remembered the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And listen to this hadith, especially if you're going through problems, you are going through difficulties, you are going through issues, then listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, anyone who is going through a difficulty, he should recite Durood-e-Pak upon me. He should recite salutations upon me. Because reciting Durood-e-Pak will remove difficulties and will remove problems. Subhanallah. So if you're going through any problems, you're going through any difficulties, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, recite Durood-e-Pak upon me, inshallah your problems, your issues, your difficulties, they will disappear. So this person, this is exactly what he did. He continued to recite Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spent his days and nights consistently reciting Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now what happened? 27 days, yes, 27 days passed, but there was no miracle. And he was keep reciting Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then what happens? On the 28th night, he goes to sleep, and alhamdulillah, he hears a voice. And this voice says to him that, don't worry, you don't need to worry, your debt, it will be paid off. You don't need to worry about this. So it's mentioned that in the morning he woke up, and he was very happy that, look, alhamdulillah, in my dream, I have received this good news that my debt, this will be paid off. But then he thought to himself that, look, my problem is not gone away yet. So he continued to recite Durood-e-Pak. Now another day passed. And on the 29th night, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini Channel, he went to sleep again. Now what happens? he has a beautiful dream, another beautiful dream. In this particular dream, he sees the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. He sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the knower of the unseen. He knows the problems that his ummatis are going through. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to this individual that, don't worry, go to the minister of that time whose name was Ali bin Isa. He will pay your debt off. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this person, he woke up in the morning and he was very happy that, alhamdulillah, I had this honor that I seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream last night. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told me a solution, how my problem, how my debt will be paid off. But then a thought crossed his mind, that I am going to go to the court of Ali bin Isa and I'm going to tell him that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told me that you will pay my debt off. But why if he asks me for any proof? I don't have any proof. All I know is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in my dream. So it's mentioned that he never went to Ali bin Isa and he continued to recite durud e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the last night, you know, one day left, his last night before he needs to be presented in front of the judge the next day, he goes to sleep again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Again in his dream, he sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that, don't worry, go to minister Ali bin Isa and he will pay your debt off. The person says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Ali bin Isa asks me that, what is your proof that I'm going to pay your debt off, what am I going to say to him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if he asks you for any proof, then you reply to him and you say to him that I have been told that every day at the time of Fajr, you recite durud e pak 5,000 times and only you and Allah know about this. Subhanallah. So let me just stop here for a moment. So he has the dream the first night, then he thinks that there's no proof. Then on the final night he has a dream and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, go, he'll pay your debt off. And if he asks you for any proof, then you tell him that you recite durud e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 5,000 times every day and you do not speak to anyone until you recite durud e pak, and only you know this and your Lord Allah knows this. So this person, he woke up in the morning. Remember, this is the day now that he needs to be presented in front of the judge. Now he goes to the court of Ali bin Isa, and when he meets Ali bin Isa, the minister, he says to Ali bin Isa, listen, I have bought a message for you. He says, whose message have you bought? He says, I have bought the message of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, he got very happy that you have brought the message of my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to you? He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will pay my debt off. He asked him, now, what's your proof? What's your proof that I'm going to pay your debt off? He says that, oh Ali bin Isa, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that every day, every morning, you recite durud e pak 5,000 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You do not speak to anyone until you complete this action of yours. And only you and Allah are aware of this. No one else is aware. Ali bin Isa, when he heard this, think to yourself, you have told no one your secret. And all of a sudden someone comes to you and tells you your secret that you've been hiding. Imagine your response. And then it's the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that he got so happy that tears of joy were flowing from his eyes. And then what happened? He went into his chamber. He got approximately 9,000 dinars. 9,000 dinars he got. He goes, 3,000 is for your debt. 3,000 is that you have come to my house. And 3,000 is for you to build your life. You could start a business. And inshallah, azawajal, you can be successful. So now, dear viewers, listen this for a moment here. This person had a debt of 3,000 dinars. 3,000 dinars was his debt. He kept reciting durud e pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by the blessing of reciting durud e pak, he not only got his debt paid off, he got 3,000 more for going to the minister's house. He gave him out of happiness. Then 3,000 the minister gave him that you can set up your business. He came with a debt of 3,000, but by the blessings of reciting durud e pak, he left the minister's home by receiving 9,000 dinars. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So now what happens? He goes to the judge. He goes to the court, in other words. Now all the people, they're waiting there. They're waiting for this person. And they're expecting that, look, such a big amount of money, how is he going to pay it back? They're expecting that he's going to come back empty-handed. So he goes to the judge. The judge says, if you do not pay the money back today, you will be arrested and you will be punished. He gets the money out and he gives 3,000 dinars to the judge. The judge says, what happened here? How did you get so much money? Meaning that you delayed it for 2 months. How did you get 3,000 dinars? And subhanAllah, this particular individual, he must have thought, look, my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is merciful. Because of him, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, I have received so much in return. And when the judge was told of the whole story about the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the judge, he went to his chamber. Now what happened when he went to his chamber? He also got 3,000 dinars. And he gave it to the individual. He goes, look, all this happened to you. You kept reciting through the park out of happiness. I am going to give you 3,000 dinars. And then what happened? Now he's got 12,000 dinars. My dear respected Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel. It does not end there. When his friend who initially gave him the money, when he found out about this whole story, he said to him, listen, for the sake of Allah and his beloved Rasul, I have forgiven you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So he had nothing at all, but out of reciting through the Park upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by reciting through the Park upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, his debt was also freed, and also at the same time, he got 12,000 dinars. Subhanallah. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, this is the blessing of reciting through the Park. If you recite through the Park upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, then inshallah, azza wa jal, your difficulties, your problems, your issues, they will disappear, inshallah. So make one intention now, inshallah, that on a daily basis, you will recite Durood-e Pak, inshallah. Let's make this intention, inshallah, that we will not sleep at night until we have recited Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with muhabbat, with love, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic I've just mentioned to you, that it's the danger zone. If a person goes into this zone, you know, his blood starts boiling and many other things start happening. Maybe you've guessed what this particular thing is. If you haven't guessed, then no problem, inshallah. Today's topic is the destructions of anger. Anger is such a thing, it's a natural emotion. But if a person controls his anger, there are many blessings for him in this world. But on the other hand, if a person does not control his anger, then there's many destructions for him, not only in this world, but there could be many destructions for him in the hereafter. And in regards to anger, dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, it's mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah says, and this is translation from Kanzul Iman, the glorious translation which Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmahi has written. It's mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, those who spend in the path of Allah in prosperity and adversity, and those who restrain anger and forgive the people, and the righteous people who are the beloved people of Allah. Now dear viewers, this beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah, we have just heard some beautiful blessing from this ayah of the Holy Quran. But it's mentioned in the tafsir of this particular ayah, such a beautiful waqia about the pious people of Allah, how they used to control their anger. It's mentioned, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now for those people, for those viewers of Madani Channel at this moment in time, who are not aware of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the son of Imam Hussein. Subhanallah, he is the son of Imam Hussein. He is the grandson of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he is the great grandson of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the lineage of the Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Son of Imam Hussein, grandson of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and great grandson of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned about him that his slave girl, once he wanted to perform wudu, and his slave girl, she bought him a container of water. Now what happened is, as she was bringing this container of water, she slipped, and by accident, the water fell all over him. Now I would like to mention one thing here. If it was us in that situation, how would our response be? Someone's bringing us a glass of water. Maybe the children, maybe the other half, maybe the missus, maybe the husband. Someone's bringing us a glass of water. Now by accident, they spilled that glass of water over us. What would our response be? We would start shouting. We would verbally abuse them. And at times, unfortunately, we hear that people actually hit the other person. They punch the other person. They slap the other person because they couldn't control their anger. But it's mentioned that Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he raised his eyes at her. And when she seen that, you know, I've spilled water all over him, it's mentioned that she recited the following ayah. You know, the Quranic ayah that I just recited. she recited that in front of Imam Zainul Abidin. The first part of the ayah was what? And who restrained anger. As soon as he heard these words of Allah, it's mentioned that he said to this young girl, that I restrain my anger. Subhanallah. Then she continued reading the ayah and forgive the people. He replied, I forgive you for the sake of Allah. Then the final part of the verse, and the righteous people who are the beloveds of Allah. When he heard this part of the ayah, he said to her, listen, I free you, meaning she was a slave girl, I free you for the sake of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These were the pious people of Allah. That as soon as they used to listen to the Quran, they used to implement it in their lives. Today, unfortunately, what happens is, we know what's wrong. We know what's lawful or what's not lawful. But unfortunately, even though we know something is not allowed, we still perform the action. We still commit the action. But these were the pious people of Allah. As soon as they found out that this is unlawful, they used to stop that thing. And when they used to find out that this will grant me the mercy of Allah, they used to run towards the action. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers, in regards to anger, you have just seen how he controlled his anger. Unfortunately today, we're in such a scenario, we're in such a society, where unfortunately people, they can't control their anger. We live in a very angry world. Now there might be someone watching at this moment, maybe yourself, or maybe you know someone. Due to the heat of the moment, because you lost your temper, because you lost your emotions, you did such an action that even today you regret it. You will find many people in the prisons at this moment in time. Majority of the prisoners, you ask them, the brother, why are you in prison? What's the reason that you're in prison? Majority of the time, they will give you this answer, that in the heat of the moment, I lost my anger and I did such a thing that I'm behind bars today. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, is working in the prisons as well. And you know, when we go to the prisons and we meet these prisoners, they even tell you this, that because, you know, I lost my temper, I punched someone, I injured someone, at times, unfortunately, I've killed someone, and I'm behind bars today. And there might be someone watching at this moment in time who still faces the aftermath of the anger that they released when they lost their anger. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there might be someone watching at this moment in time. You don't know someone, your best friend maybe, your family member maybe, your relative maybe, your neighbor maybe. Maybe they don't speak to you anymore. Why? Because even though you've had a relationship for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, one time came. You lost your anger at them. You said such words to them. Your hands did such things to them that they don't want to see you anymore. There might be someone watching at this moment in time that you had an argument with the missus. Now what happened in the argument of the missus? You lost your anger completely. You gave a talaq and today you're regretting it. Why did I give a talaq? Why did I divorce? There's many families like that as well. That the whole family structure has been destroyed. Why? Because in the heat of the moment, the husband gave talaq to his wife. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Many other people at this moment in time may be watching. That in the heat of the moment, I punched someone. And now I've got a criminal record. Whenever I go for a job, whenever I go for an interview, that action is written on my record. I have to tell the person who's taking my, I have to tell my new employer that look, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I did so and so an action and it's on my criminal record again. It's all the heat of the moment. You lost your temper and in the heat of the moment, dear viewers, a person, he has to regret it for the rest of his life. It's mentioned that once a person, he came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please advise me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, do not get angry. Then he said again, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please advise me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him again, that don't get angry. Then he asked for the third time, that please advise me something. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not get angry. Now when such a blessed individual is repeating this time and time and time again, it shows you the importance of controlling your anger. And dear viewers, in this state of anger, a person, he has two losses. If he loses his anger, he creates two losses. There's two types of people that you will find. Either they will cause loss for the other person, you know, lost in the heat of the moment, punched him one, slapped him one, done this to that person, you know, emotionally, he lost it completely and he done something to the other person. Maybe he crushed his car. Maybe he broke something of his. In the heat of the moment, he causes loss to the other person. Now the second type of person that you will find in today's society is that person, He won't create loss for the other person, but he will create loss for himself. In the heat of the moment, he's angry. He's lost his temper. He's got angry. He'll pick up his phone, he'll throw it on the other side of the room. He'll pick up his remote, he'll throw it onto his television. 400, 500, 600-pound television. And just in the heat of the moment, he throws it and he breaks his TV. He gets one thing from here, he smacks it there. He gets the other thing from here, he smacks it there. Meaning that the other person who is angry, he's not doing nothing to that person. But what is he doing? He's causing loss for himself. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madini Channel, a hadith of Sahih Bukhari, which I would like to mention in front of you. Today, who is the person who is strong in our eyes? Maybe it's that person who's going to the gym on a regular basis, you know, picking weights up, he's got big biceps, he's made his body. That person, in our eyes, he is a strong person. He can pick up heavy stuff. We can't pick something up and he can pick it up. That's who we count as strong. But it's mentioned in a hadith of by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Bukhari that the powerful person is not the one who is a wrestler and overpowers people by his physical strength, but the powerful one is the one who controls himself while he's in the state of anger. Allahu Akbar. That is termed as the strong one, the person who controls his anger. And if you was a strong person, he does a strong thing. When a person, because anger is natural, you know, a person naturally gets angry. So a person who gets angry and then he shows his anger, that's not a sign of a strong person. A sign of a strong person is that a person gets angry and he controls his anger. Now, dear viewers of Madini Channel, I would like to mention one thing here. Forgive for the sake of Allah. No doubt, anger is such a thing that, you know, people do make us angry and it's a natural thing. But control your anger. If someone swears at you, forgive him for the sake of Allah. One person, he swore at Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, why is our response? You know, we'll go there, we'll punch one ear, we'll slap one there. Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, he replied, that on the day of judgment, if on the scales my sins are heavier, then I am worse than what you have called me. But if not, then I do not care what you have said. Allahu Akbar. This was their response, dear viewers. And you know, because I mentioned earlier in the program, the anger is a natural emotion. So let me give you some tips now of how to control your anger, inshallah. And one of the cures for anger, which is mentioned in the narrations, is the anger. Who is anger from? Anger is from the shaitan. Anger is from Satan. Now, think to yourself, if you're driving, may Allah Azawajal protect us all, you're walking somewhere, you see a fire. What's the first thing that you do? You try to extinguish the fire, you get some water so you can extinguish the fire. Now, shaitan, dear viewers, is made from fire. So to extinguish this, we must do wudu. So if you get angry, the first thing to do, don't speak to anyone in the heat of the moment, because if you speak to someone in the heat of the moment, things are going to get complicated. So as soon as you get this emotion coming in, you get really angry, the first thing to do is go and perform your wudu, inshallah. By the blessings of performing wudu, this will calm you down, inshallah. So the first tip is that, inshallah, you control your anger. The second tip, I've mentioned it briefly in the first point, is that if you are in the heat of the moment, now you are having an argument with someone, you've completely lost it now, you got angry, you can feel it, you want to respond to him. Now, at that particular point, don't respond to him. Why? Because you are angry at that moment. Things are going to get very complicated. It's the best thing to do is go outside or go from that particular place. Because if you remain in that place, that person who has made you angry, he's just going to make you angrier. So at that particular time, when you are angry, the person has made you angry, go to the other room. Go outside. Go somewhere else, but just get out from that place. Otherwise, if you stay there, things are going to get complicated. And in regards to this, I would like to mention another thing. Today, we are in the world of messaging. You know, today we've got normal text messages, we've got WhatsApp messages, and then you've got voice messages as well. On a regular basis, people are sending voice messages. You know, at times what could happen is that someone could send us a message, and the message is such a message that it makes us very angry. And such a time when a voice message comes, people have thrown stuff at us, people have, you know, hurt us by their words. My request to you, normally what happens is that a person, he gets his phone and he's thumping away with anger. At that time, if someone has made you angry by their particular message they have sent to you, don't respond immediately. And seriously, you know, if this ever happens to us, may Allah will protect us, but if this ever happens that someone sends us a message and it makes us very angry, you think to yourself, you will see this for yourself, inshallah. If you leave it for one day, leave it for 12 hours, don't respond for 12 hours. You know, after 12 hours, your whole way of responding will change, inshallah. Meaning, if you responded there, things would have definitely got complicated. You would have said a lot of things. But you would see that if you respond later on in the day, maybe in the evening, maybe after 12 hours, after one day, you will see that your response will be less severe, inshallah. And your response, you won't even respond the way you were angry, inshallah. So, Madini Pool, leave the room. If you're in that particular room, if someone sends you a message and you get angry because of that message, don't respond immediately. And the other narration that I would like to mention to control the anger, especially for the family members that are watching, is if someone has got angry now, maybe the wife's watching, now your husband has got angry. Maybe the husband is watching, your wife has got angry. Now the simple thing to do is, that person is angry, that person is going to lose it. You being in that room, it will make things a lot more complicated. So at that particular time, you go. You leave that person to it. Let him calm down. Let that person calm down. Maybe later on the evening, things will be calmed down. You will see that the response level from both sides will change, inshallah. So especially if someone gets angry, they should leave the room. They should go somewhere else. And for the wise person, if you've made someone angry or someone is unnecessarily got angry at you, then leave that particular room and approach that person later on, inshallah. One final narration that I would like to mention as I'm talking about husband and wife and family matters is, please forgive for the sake of Allah. Because there's a famous narration that there was one person, he was a very sinful person. He passed away and someone seen him in his dream. And the person asked him, that how did Allah treat you? He goes, no doubt, I was very sinful. I've seen my sins, but Allah forgave me. He goes, why did Allah forgive you? Subhanallah. He goes, one day what happened is my wife, she cooked food for me. She cooked food for me and she put extra salt in my food. Now when I started to eat that food, it made me very angry. I wanted to lose it at that particular time. A thought crossed my mind. She has made mistakes. I've also made mistakes. I also make mistakes on a regular basis. Today she has made a mistake. Because of this thought, I forgave her for the sake of Allah. And because of forgiving her, Allah has forgiven me today. So forgive for the sake of Allah. Control your anger, inshallah. You will see blessings in this world and you will see blessings in the after. Keep watching Madini channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah.